Imagine sitting down to a plate of hot wings. You're fairly hungry, so you'll likely eat between 6 and 12. Maybe you'll have some of those celery sticks with the blue cheese dressing. And maybe wash it down with a beer. Sounds pleasant, doesn't it? Your mouth watering yet? Well, imagine sitting down to a plate of wings, except instead of eating 6 or 12, you're going to cram almost 200 down your mouth in a little over 10 minutes. And you're going to be watched closely by a festival crowd. Not so appetizing, right? Well, competitive eaters do this on a regular basis. All varieties of food. Wings, eggs, perhaps most traditionally hot dogs. One rising star on the competitive food circuit is Las Vegas' own Mickey Sudo. And this year, Mickey placed first in the women's division of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Last night, she placed fifth in the Hooters Wing Competition here in Las Vegas. Mickey Sudo, congratulations and welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
How do you survive something like that?
I don't know how I'd survive without this now. Competitive eating's become part of me almost. But as you said, Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest is the Super Bowl of all competitive eating events. So that was absolutely surreal and such an experience.
Now, I do want to ask you a little bit about technique later on, but you don't grow up, do you? It's like a young child dreaming of becoming a competitive eater.
No, not at all. This was the furthest thing from my mind.
How did you discover this?
It was really a fluke. I mean, I was dared into taking on a man versus food type challenge whereby if I completed a 12-pound bowl of Vietnamese noodle soup, I'd collect this progressive jackpot. It happened to be up to $1,500. And from there, it just took on a life of its own. I entered my first competition finally and happened to win it. And it snowballed, really.
Did you know before that you did have the capacity to do this?
You know, I never really sat down and paid attention to how much I ate, but I've always been really active in sports. So I guess I've always had a larger appetite. I also used to be a little bit heavier before I started watching, how much I worked out. So appetite's always been there, but I never thought about doing this professionally.
Yeah, and Mickey, 12 pounds?
A lot of it was soup, but there was a fair amount of noodles and meat as well.
Holy man.
But since then, I've done chicken wings, hot dogs, ribs, pepperoni rolls, euros, you name it. I've eaten it. It's been a blast.
Well, that first time, what was the feeling after you were done? Besides, I suppose, a sense of relief.
I think it was a relief. But it was supposed to be a one-off thing when I did the challenge. But from there on, my friends started to think of me as this girl with a huge appetite. So when other challenges kind of came along in Las Vegas, and there are actually a number of them right here in the Valley, they would kind of encourage me to do that. Never thought I'd be eating head-to-head against other people, though. Mm. That came later on when I actually stumbled upon an online community of competitive eating fans and enthusiasts, and they were calling me fake, saying that there was no way I was completing these challenges because images would surface and people just wouldn't believe that I'd done it. They figured it was a restaurant, marketing scam.
Yeah. Well, undoubtedly, people look at
and
you.
And then just to prove them wrong, really, I decided to compete head-to-head against other seasoned professionals and I've been doing pretty well on the circuit.
I got to say, Mickey, when I hear seasoned professionals, I mean, I'm thinking like, it can't be, or can it, like baseball scouts of half a century ago who go around from town to town and go, hey, kid, you could turn pro.
That's basically what happened to me.
Is it really?
We take it really seriously. I mean, there's a league and there are rules and rankings and it's a crazy world.
Okay, this is way more organized than I'm aware of. Wow. Well, as you said, if you were heavier, you've obviously put yourself in a pretty fit shape. Undoubtedly, people who haven't seen you have got to look at you and think, there's no way you can eat like this. How do you manage to do it?
Well, it's a lot of balancing meals. Throughout the week, I tend to gravitate towards fresher fruits and vegetables. Just a less processed diet. So these contests are almost a treat because I get to splurge on foods that I don't typically eat. And of course, there are a lot of hours that go in at the gym. But still, given all that, I still fluctuate. I'm still a normal girl with a normal metabolism. If I don't watch everything that I eat and how much I work out, I go up just like anybody else would.
And how in the world do you eat when it's time, when it's showtime? How do you get through it without becoming violently ill?
It really depends on the food. I'm fine as long as the food's prepared well and maintained, at a good state.
How do you feel when you're done? I mean, do you just feel like you're about ready to burst?
I'm just more anxious to see how everybody else did, and I want to see the results and how well I did. That's all I care about, really.
That's what you're focusing
yeah,
on.
That's what I'm focused on.
If I have an extra hot dog, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm just full. In your case, no, nah, you're looking around.
Exactly. I just want to make sure that all that paid off.
Are there any challenges to being a female competitive eater that the men don't face? I mean, are there any stereotypes or sexism in this?
No, field? I think it's one of the most equal opportunity sports or activities that, you know, around. I didn't feel like I faced any barriers to entry. I mean, if anything, people were more fascinated and more curious because I was a female and, you know, smaller one at that. But no. I mean, if there have been any obstacles, I guess I've overcome them. Yeah. I've been immune to them.
You had mentioned the upcoming Eating Wings, I think mm-hmm. the Hooters, if I remember. So as you think about that, you're getting ready for it. How do you think about the food you're eating? I mean, you said you like wings.
I love wings. They're one of my favorite foods to eat on the circuit. Wings are fun because it's almost like it almost levels the playing field, because whereas a lot of these events test your capacity, wings are more based on technique and speed. So you have those guys that can eat just more than me naturally, but wings kind of level that field because you have to work around the bone, and there's a lot of technique and dexterity that goes into it.
So what are your goals as a competitive eater? I mean, how do you start thinking in terms of, you know, this year or in 5 years or 10 years, where you want to be?
Well, for as long as I'm competing with Major League Eating, I just want to, I guess, do my best at every event. In the long term, competitors have gone off to open restaurants, host TV shows, so we'll see how that all unfolds. I mean, those are definitely not off the table, but for now, I'm just having a blast traveling around and competing on the circuit.
If you would, Forrest, I got unpack that. You were alluding to the technique of chicken wings. Unpack the skill of eating wings. I mean, 20 years ago, I had friends I'd hang out with. We'd order 50 wings on 10-cent wing night, but we weren't necessarily
10-cent
in a hurry.
10-cent wing night? Where can I find this?
It was a long time ago, believe me. Unpack the skill for us. What do you need to do to do it well?
Well, I think you just have to play to your strengths, and everybody needs to realize that they're going to have their own technique. What might work for me might not necessarily work for the girl next to me or the guy next to me. And what I do is, it's hard to explain, really. I mean, it's hard to even show people, but I mean, you just want to get as much meat off the bone, because all the wing events are weighed at the end of the day so that the results are fair. But still, you want to get as much meat off the bone as quickly as possible. And for me, I use my nails and I get them done specifically for the event in a certain way. It's mainly speed, I guess.
Is it just something where you kind of stick it? Well, I don't know. I guess you put the wing in your mouth the long way and just pull, or
for the flats that we use, those are the ones with the two bones.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I kind of separate the two bones and eat them. Eat the meat off them at once. It's really hard to explain.
I suppose someday there'll be a YouTube video or something like that.
Other competitors do have videos up. Wow. I haven't. I guess I'm just a better competitor than I am a teacher, really. So that might maybe you, that's
no.
Something
you
to did, come.
I think you described it pretty well. For your food spectrum, I guess, what for competitive eating, what would be at the favorite end and then the dread end of that spectrum?
And I think that's the great thing about Major League Eating, is that I'm never forced to eat anything that I don't want to. Mm-hmm. And there are some interesting foods on the circuit. Like I said, some of my favorites are wings, of course. I also love ribs, and I tend to do well in those events. I am not a big fan of crawfish and oysters, even though I hear those are both really fun, great events with great sponsors. So those are things that I stay away from. They've also had a Rocky Mountain oyster eating competitions and brain tacos on the circuit, which I did not even consider.
Whoa. No, I don't think I can blame you. Wow. We noticed a lot of competitive eaters have nicknames. Joey Chestnut's known as Jaws. Adrian Morgan is known as the Rabbit. What do you think would fit you best?
I think I've said from the start that I honestly don't really want a nickname. I think it works for a lot of people, and it's great for social media and branding yourself. But it's almost like I think for me personally, I just want to be known for my name as a competitor, and I want to let my actions speak for themselves. I don't want a gimmicky or forced kind of pseudonym, no pun intended. Mm-hmm. You know, I just let go with Mickey Sudo, and that's what I prefer.
If you get known just as Mickey,
Yeah, that'd be great. Sharon, Madonna, Mickey. No, I'm totally kidding. That was absolutely sacrilegious. I'm sorry, listeners.
No, actually, that was what I was thinking.
I'm sorry, listeners. I did not mean that seriously.
Well, if you make it that big in the world of competitive eating, we're going to remember it. Las Vegan Mickey Sudo placed first in the women's division of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest this year. Again, that's the Super Bowl of competitive eating. And Mickey, again, congratulations, and thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.